Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Black Hole Radio is proud to present Unlawful Captives with your hosts, Brothers Forrest Muhammad and Jason X.
The new man's a scam without the reason to pursue him, depending on a system that only wants to screw him. The weight will generate the rage you often bury. Violence overstanding the scene from Tom and Jerry. Time to realize there be some things that you regret. You'll be the quicker picker up a bounty hunter Boba Fett.
Lawful captive caught in the system. The devil will never remain God forgiven. Lawful captive caught in the system. The devil will never remain God forgiven.
Call it a name, brand, label that you gave me. Shot in the dark, under the table you enslaved me. The brothers in the belly of the beast don't feast. We eating the wisdom of wise men from the eastern parkway to 545 Gates Ave. We up from the grave, no toe tag, no body bag. You sick, you neglected your vitamins and minerals. Rehabilitation, a word with six syllables.
Lawful captive, caught in the system. The devil will never remain God forgiven. Lawful captive, caught in the system. The devil will never remain God forgiven. Lawful captives caught in the system. The devil will never remain God forgiven. Lawful captives caught in the system. The devil will never remain God forgive them.
Yes, yes, yes. Unlawful captives caught in the system. The devil will never but may God forgive them. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Hotep, Jambo, Umoja, which is unity. This is Brother Jason X for Unlawful Captives once again here on Black Hole Radio. We'd like to thank all of the hosts on Black Hole Radio who have been working diligently to complete another week of broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio's Black Hole Radio Network. We're also very, very thankful to Almighty God for another week of our people deciding that we want to come together in unity and make something that we can consider our own. This, of course, is brought to us by us, and we are forever grateful to Almighty God for the ability to link hands with our Latino brothers and sisters, being very thankful to Brother Diogenes Muhammad, also known as Brother Muhammad Abdullah Muhammad, who has the show right prior to this titled La Hora de la Verdad, or Time for Truth, in which he this week has brought to us some very, very informative and beautiful information regarding how black people were spread through the Americas, South America, and how the indigenous people have been downplayed throughout the time and also been made to feel other than themselves in their own homeland, and how the issues of white supremacy have permeated the societies to the South. So again, we thank Brother Muhammad Abdullah Muhammad. We also like to thank our news show, Legacy of 1807, where Sister brings the information of Haiti and the Haitian Revolution right up to modern day and time. That comes on Friday evenings, of course. Brother Muhammad Abdullah Muhammad is on as well. For all of those of you who do not know, who are regular listeners but do not know, the call-in number this evening is 323-927-2913 on behalf of my partner, Brother Forrest Muhammad. We're going to get right into the show. We'd like to also greet and thank our brother, Brother Henry Muhammad, Brother Minister Henry Muhammad of Muhammad's Mosque, number 7C, who is also a regular here on Unlawful Captives. We send a greetings and love to him and his family as well. I'm going to get right into this evening's show, and we're going to be making some changes around here, so be mindful that the next voice that you are about to hear is also going to be a regular contributor to that which Black Hole Radio does. He's always, forever a part of our crew right here on Unlawful Captives. Those of you who see our Facebook page, see his photograph right there along with mine and Brother Forrest. I'm going to bring to the mic Brother Shahid Emalah, also known as Brother J. Muhammad. Brother Shahid, are you there?
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum,
brother. Greetings. Wa alaikum salam, brother. Greetings to you and your family. I'm also going to open up the mic. I want you to introduce our dear brother, our special guest. So without any further delay, go ahead and take it away, Brother Shahid.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, greetings, brothers and sisters. Hotep, free the land, black laws for each and every one. I speak to you on what we will call the first Christmas Eve. You know, they say there's one Christmas in the Caucasians world, which is on December 25th, and the Christmas Eve is December 24th. However, the first Christmas Eve, the one before the Christmas, is the eve of Cristobal Colón's Day or Columbus Day, because we know the man's name was Cristobal Colón, and the Jews have sanctioned him to establish this nation. So let us understand the time and the significance. Brothers and sisters, I want to introduce to you, this is someone who you are not unfamiliar with. This is somebody who has been a household name in the bounds of North America and outside of the bounds of North America for quite some time. This brother has been on the map from the hells of Harlem for a very, very long time. He's been doing it on the streets, not as a hustler, but as an educator, as someone who stimulated the minds of the youth, even when he was putting in work on the street. But he wasn't on the streets for very long. Let me just say this brother's name. AZ Faison is a phenomenal brother. He's a God-sent individual who is out here. He's a brother who wants for himself, wants for others. He's always sharing his information, always doing things to empower others. He's a writer. He's the author of a biography, Game Over, The Rise and Transformation of a Harlem Hustler. He was helped with Brother I.J. Taimba, who helped him put that together. He is the centerpiece of two Emmy-nominated VH1 Rock Doc, Planet Rock, The Story of Hip-Hop and the Crack Generation. The thing is still vibrating throughout the universe. Thus far, it's been viewed by, I would say, an approximate, last time I checked, it was 150 million or more that have viewed it. It's the brother who penned the screenwrite for what became the movie Paid in Full back in 2002. It's a brother who was always on his grind with no further delay. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, comrades, I present to you Brother AZ Faison. AZ?
Yo, peace was good, family.
Yeah, everything peace, is well, life. Brother. Everything
yes,
is
well.
Thank you for joining us tonight, brother.
Nah, thank y'all for having me, man. It's all good, man. You know what I mean? Anytime that we could come together in truth is a wonderful thing, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, brother, you are part of the truth, man. You are the truth.
This is what we have been chopping up for the last few weeks, Brother AZ, Brother Shaheed. We have been delving deeply into how the prison industrial complex ties into the level of mind control that has been forced upon our people for over generations. And, you know, we have dealt with how the prison industrial complex has been able to be used to keep our people enslaved. And we've dealt with aspects of how our diet is being changed, how our educational system is being used against us. And now tonight that we have you here, brother, we would like to get into and find out how mind control and social engineering has played a part between the intersection between the entertainment field and the drug world and also the street life, because most of our people don't know that there's a street life outside of the street game that brings young men and young women's minds in before they even get connected to the world of drugs themselves. So I just want you brothers to go ahead and fill in the blanks.
Yes, sir. Brother AZ, man, I really want you to fill these brothers and sisters' minds. You know, you have so much to share, and, you know, you and I constantly talk about this whole mind control scenario, man. And right now the world is watching as the nation that was named after the Italian guy Amerigo Vespucci, otherwise known as America or the United States of America, is on what they call a government shutdown. How do you feel about that? How do you see that as a part of this psychological operation and systematic mind control that goes on in America?
The shutdown, to my knowledge, just by, watching from a perspective of being in the world but not of the world, from a spiritual perspective, I see it as a move to make us bow down to the North, meaning like trying to pull the energy against what's trying to pull us up and above what's calling us to this resurrection, meaning like global warming to me is connected to us because I deeply believe we are the children of the sun. So they're using this as a climate control move to make people bow down to be under the law of justice. And it connects to everything if you could really understand how this mind control thing goes, because it is the thought that comes before the action. So if they could make us think a certain way at a certain time by using certain people to steal our love, and through the love we give them energy, and to polarize the thought, to harness the energy to make us go against what is, to live in what's not. I don't know if that makes sense, but
no,
it
all makes a lot of sense, brother.
When I had a chance to write a film, my intentions when I wrote the movie Paid in Full was entitled Trap, to basically say, the generation that was coming behind us, don't fall for the same trap that we fell for. That's how I wrote it. That was my intentions.
Yes, sir.
I went to Rockefeller Film, dealing with whoever was in power at that time. I said, okay, they agreed to do it. But when the film come out, the film is called Paid in Full. So I'm watching that, and then in the film, they try to make it seem like if I was wearing a wire and set up the character that was like really the bad guy of the film, to give him the energy so when the youth come up out of there, they want to be like that dude instead of the one that's trying to bring forth a message so that they could destroy my character so that you can't really listen to what I really was trying to say. So I understand how the industry operates when they use certain characters and certain moments in time to bring you, to dumb you down and have you continue to sell drugs. What I'm trying to say, hold up, it breaks. And then right after that, they use my same film to produce these rappers as they're pretending to be me in certain videos. In other words, my film that I wrote was called Trap. Here they come out with Young Jeezy in his first video, Soul Survivor, and he's pretending to be me in his video just based off the movie. But throughout the hoods in the streets, he got everybody wearing T-shirts that says Trap or Die.
I want to focus, zero in on something, two words that you said, trap and time.
Uh-huh.
To me, it seems like the enemy is trying to trap and hold our youth at a certain point on a timeline that doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly.
So you're emphasizing that, and I really want to make that clear for our listeners, especially our young brothers and sisters, that we live in a virtual world right now where there are cameras all over the place, cameras on people's phones, cameras in those balls that look like lights on those poles, cameras in cars mounted on police cars, cameras in trucks, cameras just everywhere recording everything. And so a lot of the open-air markets that existed back in the day, you can't get away with that type of crap anymore. And, the type of snow and dope that was pushing our communities to keep our people asleep, Allah, the the oil fiend of Allah is really crushing that, because that was stuff to keep us asleep. But the enemy is trying to keep our youth trapped in a zone, a twilight zone that doesn't exist anymore. Can you really open that up? Because Young Jeezy was affiliated with BMF, Big Meech.
Now, feel me now. In 1990 or 91, there was like a meeting, according to what I heard, about how they were going to use gangster rap, a private meeting, a secret meeting, to destroy the minds of the youth through hip-hop. You understand?
So, yes, sir.
Gangster rap, because there was some powerful people which was in that meeting, which was also rappers that they were going to send out to do this mission, that invested in the prison system. So if I invested in the prison system and knowing that each inmate every year is worth $60,000 to my investment, why would I promote righteousness? I'm going to promote, yo, kill that nigga, pick up that gat, la, 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 because I'm trying to keep the prisons filled up. You understand? So all that played a part, because we had made it through the crack, the heroin, the dope, the dust in, you know, 89 to 90. So the next thing popping that we went into was freedom of speech, which was talking popping shit on wax. And a lot of us was trying to get out of the game by that, in which we was the voice of the street, because they was listening to us. So they sent in their people to kill us off one by one, slowly but surely, and give you these dudes that's working for them in this secret society. But right now, if you should be able to see the difference, because we was making a lot of money in the hoods in the 80s, in which we didn't know that we fell for the trap. We was just money, 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 $100,000 a week. It was nothing. But at the end of the day, you learned that the government sent us in. They was using this money for a war. So when they wanted to come to an end, they brought it to an end. But that whole lifestyle had went into the rap game. So they sent in their people to put those dudes in prison and imprison our children that was coming underneath behind that. And the last two cats, if you could see it and you could feel what I'm saying, the last two cats that was coming from the grassroots that we can relate to in hip-hop was Tupac and Biggie. And you can see how they maneuvered Biggie to the West Coast and had Big, Big over here, and they killed them both. That was like the World Trade Center falling down on the rap game to make way for the New World Order, Jay-Z, Rockefeller Records.
Now, you mentioned Biggie and Tupac.
Uh-huh.
Now, Biggie is from Sean Puffy Combs' camp, is that correct?
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay. And Tupac, who was actually originally from the East Coast, but he went to the West Coast because he got signed to Death Row Records or whatever, but he was repping the West Coast. What's interesting about Tupac is that his mother was a Black Panther, his stepfather, Black Panther and BLA, Black Liberation Army affiliated, but Pac was running with, I guess towards the end of his short lifespan, he was running with Suge, and Suge's blood, right? Suge's blood affiliated?
Yeah, to my knowledge, but when I look deeply into that, it just seemed like, you know, coming from the streets, man, and knowing, you know, what to do and what not to do from a street perspective, Tupac had got locked up for whatever, rape or whatever they try to put on him. He was in prison. They sentenced him, he was in prison. Suge, according to what they say, Suge bailed him out or whatever. I never heard of anything like that before, because if you get sentenced, how do you get bailed out? So they bailed him out, and then he went to the West Coast, and he started rapping and rapping and rapping and rapping. While Biggie was up over here blowing up, it was like it was a setup to kill both of them, you understand, hit the head, because they had to get control of them. They had to make the mind one, you know, the West Coast and the East Coast. So how would they do it? We hit the West Coast, we hit the East Coast, we hit the head, the body dies. Now the sheeple that love these dudes, where do we go now? Who? Jay-Z, Rockefeller Records. And if you think about it, he's been in that position ever since that took place. So this is how they harness the energy. You understand? I believe that, like, you know.
Well, you know one thing? This is Brother Jason, Brother AZ, and Brother Shahid. This is one of the things that we have been speaking about in weeks past, is the fact that one of the ways that they inflict or they begin to inject their thinking in terms of mind control is by giving some sort of shock to the system. In martial arts, you learn that when somebody has a grip on you, if you give them a shock first, if their mind goes to the place that has been altered or there's some pain, and after that you can now slip in, if you're going to counter them or put them in a chokehold, it comes after the initial shock. And just like, as you mentioned, with the falling or the breaking down of the Twin Towers, there was a shock in New York. And after that, they slipped in the Patriot Act, which was the actual mind control. It was how they got hold of the people, was with a set of laws to say that now we are harnessing your energy. Now we are taking your mind. After that tremendous act, something that was put all over the world, everybody focused on that one thing, while the real act of treachery came after that. They already had it written up, this so-called USA Patriot Act, but now that was going to be the legal infrastructure for them to now lock us down, tell you that every bridge that you're going to cross, you're going to get your car checked. Every time you get on the subway system in New York, we're going to go through your bags. All of these things that people have taken for granted in terms of their rights and responsibilities, they had now been checked by an awesome event. So in hip-hop, if I get your analogy correct, the breaking down of these two strong pillars, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, that was the shock. And then what they slipped in underneath, which would be how things are going to go from now on, was the institutionalization of the game and how it's going to be maneuvered from then on to the point that we see now, the ultra-feminization of the young black male, the desire for our women to really, really misplace themselves in terms of this sexual treachery, these things that we normally could have dispelled these things with a couple of good songs, a couple of good, well-placed diss records could have dispelled these things if those two big events had not happened, especially back-to-back.
Exactly, brother. Exactly.
We have a brother that did call and hit the button. I just want to get his call in right quick. He want to ask a question. Caller, area code 404-604, you're on live on Lawful Captives. Brother Shahid Emalah, Brother AZ Face On, Brother Jason X. You there, caller?
Yeah, how y'all doing, man?
Good.
We all
right. Good to hear your voice.
Peace, brother.
Yeah, this Wesley, man. I appreciate y'all keep on this, man. But you said the right thing, man. This mind control, they're trying to keep people from waking up, man. Because the Most High Allah, first I want to give thanks to the Most High Allah, man, because yesterday is my birthday, so I got to give all praise to do, man. Because this whole year has been a year lightning. And what they're doing, the people waking up, man. And what they're doing is mind control, trying to keep people asleep and won't let people get to the next level, man. Because we the whole vibration of the earth speeding up and everything speeding up and everybody waking up, man. So like the minister say, this 6,000-year rule is over. So they're doing all they can, like y'all said, trap time, man. And I appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all love y'all brothers, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, and keep listening, brother, and keep calling and keep adding on to this cipher, brother. Thank you again for calling.
Yes, sir.
Now, Brother AZ, you mentioned Jigga. You know, they call Jay-Z. They got a couple of names for this, brother. But I wanna really pull the covers off, man, so that people can really clearly see what they're doing and how they're doing. And I wanna segue into this part of the program by saying that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that sound travels at the rate of 1,120 feet per second.
Yes,
and
yes.
So when the Caucasian observed us commence back in like 73, when Honorable Elijah Muhammad was still among us, when he commenced to see us via DJ Kool Herc and Grand Wizard Theater and all the pioneers of hip-hop, you know, we started using that mic over those sound waves to transmit positive kinetic life force and energy to the babies, the up-and-coming generation, to propel them into the future with force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got very concerned because the only way they can keep the masses asleep is via the spell of lies and deception, because they can't, you know, we outnumber these people 11 to 1 on the planet, probably more than that by now. But, you know, let's really get to the root, brother, because you and me and Brother Jay, we grew up in New York City. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
during
sir.
The birth of hip-hop, we saw all of this stuff go down. We saw the quote-unquote snowstorms. You know, when I say snowstorms, I'm talking about the coke and the dope and, the, you know, all that stuff that put a lot of our people asleep. And we saw the snow coming to the hip-hop game, too, man. But, you know, dealing with Sean Carter, you know, and the elements that are behind him, because, you know, they are people that are pulling his strings. You know, you understand what I'm saying? We talk about MK Ultra, man. We talking about the history of MK Ultra, mind control, and they're people that have been consistently pulling the strings of all of the puppets, because Jig ain't nothing but a puppet. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
Young Jeezy ain't nothing but a puppet. You know, let's go behind the scenes, man, and let's talk about for a moment, brother. How did your movie get the name of the movie get changed from Trapped to Paid in Full?
I believe that they basically used, you know, they saw what I was trying to do, and they said, "Now we could use this because this will give Jay-Z and Damon them their street credibility, because if they do this film, the street's going to respect them from doing this film about AZ, Alpo, and Rich Porter, who had the streets on smash at that time and had the mind of the streets." So
yes.
they took that energy and said, "Boom, we're going to take this, but we're not going to take, we ain't going to make them heed the warning that AZ's trying to give, like, Trap, this ain't the way to go. We're going to say Paid in Full, like, to continue to do this. Come on, let's go." And then they signed, you know, Camrod to their label, Rockefeller, and then he gets the big record deal, and he continued to spit in that direction. So he's pulling the sheep in, pulling the sheep back into the game. But I'm trying to say, "Nah, brother, hit brakes, man. It's a dead end street. It's a cliff over here." You know, that was my intentions. I ain't care if I made a dollar or a penny. Boom. Stop, this ain't right, because I see them coming and I see where they're going. So at the end of the day, it made me analyze, man, why would they do that, man? Why would they want to help somebody, hurt somebody instead of help somebody? Then I began to, you know, analyze them deeper and deeper and deeper to the name of Rockefeller. You understand? So it made me go to the Bible and start looking for spiritual awareness of what's taking place, because something was talking to me within my spirit. I start realizing that the spirit is the life, and the spirit can't lie. The flesh is the coffin to the spirit. So I had to push back my flesh to bring forth my spirit to really analyze what's going on here. Now, I had got shot in 87 at point blank range, and, you know, two in the head. And my body,
yes,
my spirit left my body. And I went into this bright light, which I think was, you know, might have been my star, or I think I might have went back into the sun. And I came back within 16 minutes alive. So I know the difference of, wow, okay, this is just the flesh, and the spirit, you know, never dies. It just goes back to the creator, and lucky I'm back here to be able to really analyze and start putting, you know, one and two and three together, then I begin to realize their whole mission. Their whole mission is to keep the mind in the polar regions, in the cold, and to keep trying to satisfy the flesh, which cannot be satisfied. You understand? Because,
yes, sir.
Live in the flesh is to die. So then I begin to look at this language, these words, and I start beginning to analyze word magic. I said, damn, this is deep. Look at the word justice that we all ask for, like no justice, no peace. And we all get what we're asking for because we're all asking for it because we think that is right. But if we don't analyze that is wrong instead of right, we're going to continue to stay here because we are the God and we're creating it into existence by thinking it into existence. But if we don't know what it represents, it is working for us, but against us because whoever gave us this word for us to think that way is benefiting off of it. So I said, damn, the word justice spells just ice. In order to keep flesh kosher, meat kosher, it needs to be under the ice. Now, feel me, I said, if you don't buy by the just ice, they send the police after you, which spells pole ice. If you're running from the pole ice, the first thing the pole ice say is freeze. If you join the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, they say you join the service, and that spells serve ice. I said, oh, shit. So these people are from the cold, and we are the people from the sun.
Yes, sir.
So I said, okay. So on New Year's Eve, meaning New Year's Eve, it was Eve, evening, nighttime, the people of the night, the people of the cold that was pulling the atoms into the night, according to an apple. New York City is called the Big Apple. New Year's Eve, Big Apple. I said, this makes sense. Because now they got us out here in the midnight, time to swear, as this round ball come down at midnight, which brings forth a new year, a new day, when it's clear as day that it's pitch dark outside, and a new day, according to God, begins with sunrise. So they chopping us in half through the direction of controlling time, in which everybody think according to time, and that's what brings forth the age and the thought in the mind at a certain time. So they made us believe in the night instead of the day, and that is why they say when we were born in sin, but we was not born in sin. We were born in captivity of heading in the wrong direction, going against the sun and living in the night under the moon law, because that's what that round ball looks like, a moon as they gather and give darkness another birthday party in the freezing cold. These people are from the cold. I said, damn, this is deep. This is deep.
Oh, that is deep.
A lot of
that
insignificant events, brother, like you say, dropping the ball New Year's Eve, 9/11 happened in New York, you know, a lot
right.
of major trends.
All this stuff, because they're ushering in, you know, the New World Order, the secret society. All this stuff is really mind control to have you accept this direction or else. In other words,
that's correct.
For example, let's go here. On Christmas, which means to me Christ Mass, the death of Christ, Christians means Christ tan. We have the Christ tan. We are the black people, so we have the Christ tan. But it's the death of Christ. This is the reason why they put this big Christmas tree up on Rockefeller Center right under an ice skating ring. You understand? So if you could peep it, it's all starting to connect dots. You'll do that just ice theory. You understand? Have your kids to wish for a white Christmas, Santa Claus, Satan Claus, which if you can understand, the children's thoughts are answered by God quicker than ours because we've been here long enough to know. So God is trying to teach them that they do have the power to move things still, according to how they think, but they know this, so they use holidays to usher in certain Holy Spirits to make them go against God and roll with them in the night. So wish for a white Christmas, the children are wishing, it's going to be, boom, right under Rockefeller Center. Now, people, in the rap game, let's go here for a second, go back for a second. In hip-hop, when they killed Tupac and Biggie, the children lost, know which way to go. Boom, Jay-Z, Rockefeller, record. Boom. When Jesus was crucified in the Bible, they put him in a cave and put a stone in front of him so he can't rise again. To me, that's like Rockefeller. Boom. Christmas tree. Rockefeller Center, ice skating rink, put it under the cold. You understand? Can you feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know
yes,
what
sir.
You're making me think about? You know what you're making me think about?
Come on.
Remember, when they killed Tupac, in 96?
I believe it was 96 when Tupac died.
Tupac was killed right after the Million Man March.
Exactly.
We came together, the Christ body, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan brought 2 million black men together on a national Washington, D.C.
Hold on, let me grab that right there, because I felt that. I felt that energy, too, when I was there, like, wow, God is talking and the devil is working, too. I'm peeping it right now. Bust it. I believe that he did the Million Man March right after the verdict of O.J. Simpson trial.
Yes,
am I right or wrong?
Yes, yes, sir. Because Johnny Cochran was also there on the mall.
Now fill me
with
one.
Barack Obama.
That's correct. Was there on the mall.
All right, let's go into spirit on that for a second. Let me show you how God was speaking to me. All right, boom. Here's a man, O.J. They said that he killed this woman named Nicole. Come on, let's go. Let's keep the ice theory in mind. Nicole.
Okay.
O.J. is like saying, oh, Jesus. God is talking to us now. Oh, Jesus. There's a police officer, off-icer, who said, who planted the glove. His name was Mark Furman. The white man come from the cold. He's marked the fur man, the caveman.
Right.
Yes,
come
sir.
On now. Boom. He said that he killed Nicole, and they were trying to put him in the Just Ice Department. You understand? Boom. But who we are and how we are, God is good, God is great. The man that beats the case, O.J. is like saying, oh, Jesus versus the cold. We are the children of God. We are Jesus, meaning just us is how it's spelled, J-E-S, just us, versus the just ice.
Right.
Day versus night, up versus down, hot versus cold, gold versus silver. Is that simple? Right? Now, feel me. Boom. So now the man that beats the case, his name is J.C., Johnny Cochran, Jesus Christ.
Right.
You understand? Because then they killed him. Because they knew he was about to bring them up on reparation. So if you can see this, you can see this now. Farrakhan grabbed and called a Million Man March, and over a million brothers show up there and at peace. I ain't never see that many brothers gathered in one place and not no beef or nothing jumping off. They can't even gather on the corner and five people without it being a problem. He brought a million people there because it was a moment in time that we were ready for, you know, change. So, you can see
yes, sir.
It.
Yes, sir.
See
yes, sir.
You can see
hold that, hold that thought right there, brothers. I want to bring it right into modern day time. I'm going to run this commercial for the Holy Day of Atonement. We're going to be right back, family. Remember, 323-927-2913. Once again, 323-927-2913 for unlawful captives with your host, Brother Jason, Brother Shahid and Malala, Brother Forrest is on. Men, he'll be back. Just hold on 1 second. After 41 seconds, we'll be right back with Brother AG. AZ Faison. Peace.
Brothers and sisters, the FOI Board of Directors, Black Hole Radio, and the Nation of Islam cordially invite you to the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March. This year, it will be in Tuskegee Square in Tuskegee, Alabama, October 20th, 2013, 2 o'clock p.m. with free admission. This year's keynote address will be from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan Muhammad, entitled Muhammad's Economic Program to End Poverty and Want. For more information, visit the Nation of Islam at NOI.org.
I wanted to make sure I got that one in. Once again, this is Unlawful Captives on Black Hole Radio. We're speaking with tonight Brother Shahid Emalah, author of Thy Kingdom Come, and Brother A.Z. Faison, the inimitable brother that is breaking things down for us tonight. Brother Shahid, Brother A.Z., welcome back to Unlawful Captives. Go ahead, brothers.
Yes, sir. I want you to continue, A, right where you were, brother, because that energy is high, man. So you continue building on, you know, we were talking about how Tupac, the demise of Tupac and Biggie came right after the Million Man March, man. I want to keep that energy flowing, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah, like I was saying,
you can see it. You can see the hand of God, and you can see the devil just by showing yourself in your thoughts, your highest thoughts, that we are the people of the sun. We are the people of the motherland. We are gold, and the opposite of gold is silver. We are day, the opposite of day is night. You understand? And God is speaking in mysterious ways. If you could understand that our voice is thought, we didn't even have to speak. We could have state things into existence, and we were thinking all on the same accord. So to me, what they did with the O.J. Simpson trial, because the day of the verdict, they split a TV screen in half, and they showed you all black university, and they showed you a white university. The white university after the verdict was like, and the black university was like, yeah. So they saw where we were at and fought. Then they, we got it. That's when, you know, it seemed like after that, they pressured us, came down on black men. All the way to Tupac, Biggie, boom, grab that energy, boom. Then, you know, killing them off and putting them under the stone, how we were just building with Rockefeller, and then pulling the energy into the knife. And then if you peep this, they got the energy now, Jay-Z, Rockefeller, Reggie, blah, 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 the rock. Now look at the names that fall under the rock. You have State Property, Kumanati, and the Diplomat. All these are government names. If you're from the streets, you ain't naming your shit that shit. You coming with Mob Style, you coming with whatever, you know, Wu-Tang Clan. So you knew this was a government move to polarize the thoughts, put the money behind them, everybody following the money like fools chasing the cheese. So now when Jay-Z dropped his Blueprint album, think about this, the same day he dropped his Blueprint album was the same day that the towers fell down. Think about that. So you know, that's one. Now, whoever goes against our plan is a terrorist. Whoever.
That's that groupthink. Anybody.
Whoever.
You know, like the white people got the 9/11 truth movement, and the government labels people. Like, look at what they did to Lauryn Hill, who's part of the Fugees. The conscious group now.
Yes, sir.
That, you know, was spitting some serious lyrics, but rhythmic lyrics, dope when I say dope, I'm talking about super fresh lyrics, and what do? They crucify Lauryn Hill.
Yes, sir.
Now, you want to deal with wordplay, Lauryn Hill, somebody
yes,
who
sir.
Was on a high place, a hill,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
What
yes,
do you
sir.
Do? They not only they incarcerate her based on taxes. Now Lauryn developed a relationship with one of Bob Marley's sons, right?
Well,
and now
man.
When you look
yes,
at
sir.
Bob Marley and you look at the history of Bob Marley and the Rastafarian movement, that's deep. That's something for another program. But one thing I'm gonna say about it is that they believe in a black messiah. You know, Haile Selassie, peace to Jah Rastafari and all that, for all the Jamaican brothers and sisters that are listening. You know, much respect and love to that. But what
yes,
they
sir.
Did to Sister Lauryn, they not only, as soon as they released her, which was recently, they have her as part of her probation. She has to go to a counselor to talk about why she believes the way she believes. Why do you believe in all this conspiracy theory stuff?
Yes, sir, brother. And I would like to direct, at this point, Buzzshot, I would like to direct all of those who don't know should get on their computers and research the words that Sister Lauryn Hill left prior to her going into the penal system. The sister wrote a manifesto that was worthy of everybody who has the time and the energy and the desire to do so to read her words for yourself. It's not the type of thing that you should allow somebody to interpret for you. You should read her words yourself and see
Thank
exactly
you.
Where somebody in that position is. Go ahead on, Buzzshot.
So my point is that, Brother AZ, they're attacking in trying to suppress all of the elements of truth, brother. They trying to, and you know, they know they really can't do it. They know that the black stars are aligning in the universe. All of the elements of consciousness are banding together. You understand? And they can't stop us, but they can put on a charade and they can advertise it like, well, yeah, we just locked Lauryn Hill up. You know, now, you know, Fat Joe just went in, too. No, Fat Joe just went in on a tax bid, too.
But see, what they're doing is they already got their people on their side. And through this word magic, through this ice there, you can see it. In other words, look, they killed Michael Jackson.
Come on, talk about now, that, brother.
Feel me now. Now, Michael Jackson was definitely a child of God.
Yes.
Definitely. God definitely used him as an instrument to show us something. From child to his death, this man, listen, was a fisherman of men.
That's correct.
Throughout every, without religion, just with straight love. But if you listen to the message that he left in song now, you know, let me show you the way to go. You know,
that's
let's
right.
Live under the sun. Now, when
they
I
don't
beat
really
Michael,
care about us.
They don't really care about us. We already had enough.
I'm
they
looking at the man
started,
in the mirror.
They always started something, yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Listen, now, you're just another part of me. You know, he was dropping it. Now, busted. Now, Michael, to my knowledge, Michael Jackson has owned the rights to the Beatles music, and he was messing with Elvis' daughter. She lived in Graceland, and he lived in Neverland. Think about this spiritually, how God is showing us Mike, how he maneuvering God, I mean Michael on the chessboard. You feel me? Playing against the devil and shit. Now, bust it. So, for Mike, you know, I'm the best. I'm the king. Elvis was a bad boy, don't get me wrong, but Elvis got his stuff from us.
That's correct. Don't ever forget that. Anything of good that you saw from that man, he got it from us. Chuck Berry was the influence behind everything Elvis ever thought he would be.
Thank you. What was that movie that Beyonce and Mos Def and them were in that talked about how they stole a soul? Man, what was the name of that movie, brother? Cadillac, something Cadillac.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. But Busted, Michael, all right. Then they start coming at him because they wanted the rights back. But it was deeper than that, man. It was deeper than that.
Right. I want to say this on the subject of Michael, man. I connect you to Michael through Teddy Riley. Didn't Teddy Riley produce for Michael Jackson?
He did the song 2300 Jackson Street for the Jacksons.
Right. And you helped Teddy Riley get his start in the music industry, didn't you?
I didn't help him get his start, but he came to me wanting a package, and I'm like, fam, man, this ain't you. You good at what you do. Stick with that. Leave us alone, man. If you need something, I'll help you. You know what I mean? Didn't
right.
give him a few dollars, but that's it, that's all. I'm not going to say I helped him get his start, but I told him, don't go this way, go that way. You understand?
Well, brother, whether you realize it or not, that was a huge help. You could have got trapped in the game, brother, and you
yes,
freedom.
Yeah, but let me go back on Mike here. Let me prove something to how God is talking to us. Now, Michael, when he was born, nobody's star shined brighter than Michael when he hit the music industry. Everybody loved him. White, Chinese, yellow, green, orange didn't make a difference. Wow, a bad boy. Boom. According to the Bible, when Jesus was born, nobody's star shined brighter than Jesus. Right?
Right,
now,
yes.
I'm just showing you something. When Michael died, the last concert he was doing, he said the name of the concert was This Is It.
Yes.
when Jesus was crucified, the Last Supper. Michael Jackson's father name was Joseph. Jesus' father name is Joseph. 3 or 4 weeks after Michael's death, in Chicago, I believe, at a museum, there's a statue that shows up, an Egyptian statue that looks exactly like Michael Jackson, which is over 3,000 years old, man.
That is correct. That is correct.
Come on, this is God talking to us, letting us know we are the people of the sun, because Michael even told us in the song called Remember the Time. In that video.
That's correct.
Come on,
life out, brother. Yeah. They sucked his life out. And his mother just lost the trial to AEG.
But wait, there's no such thing. Listen, it is no such thing as losing once you know the truth. We are winning. They are losing. Their time is up, and they know it. They're just trying to, they're going out with a fight, bro.
Well, that's correct.
Let me say this part right here.
Where Michael Jackson is concerned, brothers, that we also know that he crossed a lot of bridges, and when he crossed the bridge over and dealt with Paul McCartney and the Beatles, and he held on to their to the legacy of their catalog, the Beatles catalog, he disrupted the fact that over there the British, who had the monarchy, were able to project their thoughts through the Beatles catalog. Michael Jackson was in control of that, and it was originally a friendship that turned into a vehement hatred with Paul McCartney, and it was not just Paul McCartney, it was Sir Paul McCartney, who would have been knighted by the monarchy over in England. And if you think that doesn't make any difference, you have to ask yourself the question. The United States fought not one, but two wars with England, and they still consider themselves the best of allies. You have to ask yourself the question, if you were somebody that not only fought a revolutionary war, these people held you in bondage and intended to hold you in bondage, 1776, and then you had to fight another war in 1812 to get your money right. At the end of the day, you still, every time the British over there, they burp, the United States says, God bless you. Every time something happens where any one of the quote-unquote royals gets married, they go to the bathroom, whatever the case may be, it's all over the United States media as though they still held sway. Red, white, and blue, the Union Jack flag. Red, white, and blue, the United States flag. They still have ties there. And when Sir Paul McCartney takes the personal injury of losing his catalog, which is his legacy, to a brother, AZ, you right on it, brother. Go ahead on, bro.
Yes, sir. That's, you know, using Michael, but then after Michael, you know, like you said, the shock thing, you know, that shocked everybody, the whole world, you know, Michael Jackson.
Right.
But, okay, that's the man, so now they had to get the woman, Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Just lifted the thoughts out of my head, brother. I just thought about sister.
They
murdered her too.
Now, come on, let's continue to go. The 1st of February that year, they killed the conductor of the Soul Train, Don Cornelius.
Thank you.
Then, on Father's Day that same year, let's knock off this other nigga, Rodney King.
Right.
Certain days, certain energies, certain holidays. Holidays mean what? Holy days when we all participate as one in a thought. The holiday energy, that's what brings forth the holiday spirit.
Go ahead, bro.
Come on,
they're trying to lock our minds, brother.
They're trying to lock our minds
in a certain zone.
Yes,
the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said the battle is in the sky. And that represents your minds, people. This is Unlawful Captives on Black Hole Radio Network. Go ahead on, brothers. We're going to continue on.
So this is MK Ultra at its highest, man. Remember, yeah. AZ, remember that, who made that record, MC Ultra Magnetic, who was that?
It was Ultra Magnetic MCs.
Yeah, Ultra Magnetic MCs, what a name. Listen to the names, brother, like you said, AZ, how we named our rap groups, but Mob Style.
Yes, sir. But see what
Ultra Magnetic MCs, Wu-Tang Clan, based on Shaolin Martial Arts Science.
That's
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy.
I mean, look at these names, brother.
Zulu Nation. You know, we can continue to go. Brad Nubians. You know, that's
Rakim. MC Rakim. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me show you something, though. That's all based on the sun, you know, the earth, wind, and fire. You know, we can continue to go. Slave, we can continue to go with music, you know. But keep it, though. Now, if you watch when Whitney died, the coroner that came out and told us how and why she died, what was his name? Ed Winters.
Remember when Whitney Houston was in that tub, in that hot, scalding hot water whoever killed her, left in that scalding hot water in that hotel room. Clive Davis and Puffy and a bunch of people were in the hotel, several floors down, partying.
Of course, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, all the fools among fools, but I'm trying to bring you to how they warning their people within the people of how they maneuver in this thought. So the card that comes out, his name is Ed Winters, just like today with this guy that supposed to have went out to Russia and giving them all the information that how America is spying on them. His name is Snowden.
Yes, sir. Edward Snowden. That is correct, brother. This is what I wanted to build on, Brother AZ, because inside of our community, these things are going on. And inside the community of the Caucasian, at the same time frame that we're talking about, there's ICE, which is crystal meth, is running through their community like crazy. And just by the fact that you're building on this ICE man cometh, It came into my head. I'm saying this is how they're also controlling the minds of their own, because you have the crystal methamphetamine known as ICE that is ravaging the Caucasian community. But it was not intended to be that way, because it was made from simple ingredients that you could find in your neighborhood drugstore and underneath your medicine cabinet, underneath your kitchen sink. They intended that ICE to be really the new crack cocaine, because you really didn't need to have the cocaine base in it. It was all synthetic drug. And they tested it in Hawaii, and almost the entire indigenous Hawaiian population had been strung out many, many years ago on crystal meth before they brought it over to the States. And they had the Caucasian motorcycle gangs running that crystal meth from California to New York, but it really never stayed inside of the black community, but it has the Caucasian community, the Iceman's community, it has them strung out like pizza pie.
Now listen, good brother, I'm glad you touched on that, because it now has invaded the black community, but it's used as a different name. They're calling it Molly's, and it is the same thing that you're talking about.
Let's hear about that, brother.
All these young kids is hooked on mollies, and they sent it through the homo race first, because it came as an ecstasy.
Right.
And they say it's a stronger dose of ecstasy, but that's all it is. It's crystal meth, man. And all these young kids is hooked on this molly. You hear it in all these rap songs. You even hear the young girl Miley Cyrus talking about it, huh?
Wow.
Yes, sir. So
she's from the Nickelodeon channel. Now, come on, let's go back to this ice cream. I'm showing you how they're doing this thing, brother. Listen. Listen, Saint Nick, Santa Claus. Come on. Saint Nick, Santa Claus. Nickelodeon. Boom. Feel me? It makes
yes.
you worship the cold. Saint Nick, Santa Claus. Manhattan. If you look at Manhattan, that's where they operate from. If you put the hat on top of the man's head, that means the head of their plan. Manhattan, the Big Apple. This is where they do their ceremony, New Year's Eve, right? Now, if you can see that man holding the apple for the world of Eden, now, this is the story within the Bible that they wrote to manipulate the thought to go against God by killing the son in the book, by making him a man with using a O instead of the U and crucifying
yes.
him on the cross, and you're sitting around waiting for you to return back to the truth in pursuit of looking for a man to come back to fix all this, when we must rise above it and become one with the sun again and melt all this ice so that we can live in paradise again in our right state of mind, and it be manifested here on earth as we become one with the truth, man.
Now listen, you mentioned Molly, right? You mentioned meth. You know a name popped into my mind? Miley. What's the girl's name? Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Right.
Yes.
Now Miley Cyrus, correct me if I'm wrong, but she come from the Mickey Mouse camp, right? Disney camp?
Mickey Mouse, Nickelodeon Channel, Disney.
But she, her root, she come from that whole Disney World cipher. And the Disney family are one of the 13 Illuminati families. There's a book out there that deals with the Illuminati family. And Disney, Walt Disney, when you study the history of that whole cipher, the Disney cipher, a lot of people out there don't realize that the Disney entourage, they weren't making a lot of money off of the children's movies that they were making back in the 20s and the 30s. Their bread and butter, quote-unquote, was from making stag films. You know what stag films, a.k.a. adult film. That's what Disney was into.
Okay.
And I know Professor Griff, when he speaks a lot, he touches on how Disney still infuses pornography into their cartoons. Like, if you slow down
yes,
the frames, it's there. And so
yes,
it's no surprise that Miley Cyrus comes on the VMA Awards and does what she did with her old 6 o'clock frame. Y'all remember the cave bitch that Ice Cube made with Dr. Khaled, right? looking like Miss 6 o'clock. Not attractive, but she got these shorts stuck up in her backside, twerking. And they're trying to make twerking something popular,
right.
You know.
And they're trying to turn our children out, Mitch. At a young age, they're trying to
turn hip hop out. That's what I'm. My point.
Hip hop is turned out.
Hip hop. Does your wife know how to twerk?
Hip hop is basically dead in the mainstream. If you can understand, so even what they're doing with names like Jay-Z naming his child Blue Ivy, you got Kanye West naming his kid Northwest. What you see is about a direction. They're trying to pull you into a direction in your thought, into the polar regions of your mind. And if you go against the polar regions, they label you bipolar. Okay, cool. I am bipolar. Bi to the polar region. I'm not fucking with that.
Right.
you understand? So it's all good. If you can understand what I'm trying to say, like, it's simple now. It ain't hard. It ain't hard to see it. A baby can peep out what they're doing right now, man. It's so simple. We should be happy that they chose their side and God is pulling us back over to where we belong. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But we're going to have to unify in the truth and not, you know, bow down to money. Lose your money, but not your mind. Stay focused, man. Stay focused, bro, because this is a very, very important, serious time that we're in right now, man.
You got to store food in your house, man. You got to have water stored in your house, man. Navy beans, blankets, batteries. You better be ready,
you know?
man, because when
that
when
is
they
the reason.
Drugs,
that,
When they pull the plug, like the minister said, man, the day will come when they will rule us to be obsolete. They don't need us anymore. We the first to go, man. They done cut the EBT cards off. You know what I'm saying?
17 states had a blackout of their EBT cards, and in that there was also a reading of how the effects of the EBT blackout. As soon as they, IBM was the corporation that was running the blackout, and it was basically to see how we get along if they cut us off. And it was, you know, those who are on the bottom of the so-called economic ladder who are dependent on that shot of energy from the government by way of what we used to know as food stamps, but it's EBT, it's all done electronically. Just to let you know that at any time, if y'all want to act a fool, we can cut you off. And that is, it's always a warning that y'all go ahead and don't comply with or comport to our thinking. We have you surrounded. That's the way they operate. Here on Unlawful Captives, we often talk about the relationship that our people have with quote-unquote law enforcement and the early indoctrination that they give us, that you better straighten up, fly right, and walk, you know, color inside of the lines on that coloring book and make sure that you stay or comport to the thinking of this world from a very early age. And if you step outside of that, we're going to drug you, we're going to take you to some level of re-indoctrination. And until you get it right, we're going to stay on you. You're going to be a ward of the state. You're going to be somebody that is a PIN, a person in need of a person in need. And we're always going to tie you to a system that, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, is falling and failing. And we have to have some type of safety net that is outside of the realm of their way of thinking, outside of the realm of their mathematics, that we as a people can hold on to as their world slips out of existence. This is Unlawful Captives, 323-927-2913. We're here with Brother Shahid Emalah and Brother AZ Faison. Go ahead, get at it, Shah.
Brother AZ, man, I wanted to touch a little bit on the piece that we're working on the good brother Richie Porter. Stop the killing, man. You know, brothers and sisters out there, man, who've been brainwashed by this beast, man, killing each other at an alarming rate. And we want to continue to educate our young brothers and sisters and all those who have been lost, man, and don't know the true history. You know, you got people out there screaming Richie Porter's name at the Barclay Center in the beginning of their concert. I'm not going to mention the person's name. But, you know, people are claiming the names of the street titans from the past, but they weren't there when they were feeding the needy. Brother AZ Faison and Brother Richie Porter were out there feeding the needy. They may have been doing, you know, their thing in the street, but when it came to sharing the wealth, man, they were like the modern-day Black Panthers, man. They were out there feeding people, breakfast programs and things of that nature. So let's talk about Richie Porter for a second, Brother AZ, man. Let's talk about the documentary for a quick second.
Yeah, indeed. I'm working on a documentary based on Rich Porter. Rich Porter is like a legend in the streets, that, you know, hustling, but getting a lot of money and set a lot of trends, the way he dressed, how he was moving cars, money, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it was a partner of mine that was killed by another partner of ours. And I'm just trying to show people by telling our story from a real perspective. You know, sneak them in. This is my plan. Sneak them in with the candy, but it's going to be a lot of medicine in that documentary, so they're going to leave out of there in their right state of mind. You understand? Because I see the industry is trying to use our story to put them in their wrong state of mind. So once they see this piece, I hope they can straighten up and fly right and begin to start questioning some of the things that they have fell in love with. Like, they fell in love with these creations and fell out of love with the creator. You know what I'm saying? So we live and we learn. It's not for me to keep putting poison into them. I'm trying my best to not disrespect, but to help resurrect. You know, as we're heading into this real global warming, God is bringing us back up. They try to give you the new world order, but God is trying to put us in the real world order. We have to rise above what they're showing us to get back in to see who we are and become one
in our I am so that we can become who we are as one. So I'm trying my best to do these things. There's going to be a lot of good information in it on why we sold drugs, who was behind us selling drugs, you know, how we got shot, the betrayal, how we, you know, be killing one another. And, you know, it was real deep because this all happened within the family. Ain't nobody take us down from the outside. It all happened within. I was clicking. I just want to, you know, share some details and strong truth in it. Some brothers dropping some jewels like yourself, Shy, and a lot of other brothers that's helping me put this documentary to try to help save the youth from stopping the killing, because I really feel that through mind control, they're trying to make us continue to go, and we're going to show them little certain things that they're doing, like, if, for example, the storm, Sandy, the storm, then they gave you right after that, Sandy Hook, the shooting up there. You know, is this
yes,
a game that we
yes,
playing?
Sir.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir,
so we have to let our minds come up out of that and not be tricked no more. You understand? Because there's a reason why they're doing it. You must be somebody. You understand? You have to be somebody. Somebody keep messing with your mind, brother. You must be somebody.
They killed Martin Luther King back in the 60s, and then in the modern day times, they kill a Trayvon Martin.
Come on.
And then you find brothers rolled up in a Kendrick, and his body is stuffed with newspaper. I mean,
yeah,
come on, man.
Trayvon Martin? Did they kill him on Savior's Day, to my knowledge?
Yes, sir.
February 26th.
Did you feel me, though?
He killed him on Master Mama's birthday, right after the minister spoke about how Satan was going to, that, you know, the minister was somehow, how, you know, his main job was to expose Satan.
They kill him, not guilty.
Let me add this one into the mix so your brothers know how clear we are and how thorough we are. Right prior to that was Romali Graham. Bob Marley, right here in the Bronx. They shot young brother in his bathroom. NYPD officer followed him into his home and shot him in his bathroom, Romali Graham. And it's another strong soldier named very similar to Bob Marley, Romali.
Yep, I'm familiar with that story, brother, because there's a coalition of brothers and sisters that came together. Brother Kenneth Jackson Sr., was killed by 6 White Plains police officers in that upstate New York area several years back in November. And his son, Kenneth Jr., is a Muslim. His Muslim name is Jihad. He's a martial arts expert, man, and I've been helping him and Brother Shabazz with that, man. But, there, you know, it was a coalition between Romali Graham's family, Sean Bell's widow, her family, and 2 other families that have come together, and, you know, they came together and they helping with the whole Trayvon Martin situation. And see, again, the black stars are aligning, and they don't like that type of energy. See, whenever they see that energy, the cohesion and the nuclear fission of our energy coming together, they always throw something, a stone out there, to divert people's attention away from our kinetic energy and our amassing. Now, right after the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's march, the next week they throwing bones out there and slinging soot at Barack Obama and trying to divert the attention away from our people coming together as one. Here we are coming up on the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March, and several days before that, they got a shakeout drill that they're getting ready to have, an earthquake drill, and it's the debt ceiling bubble that's getting ready to pop. They're always trying to divert our attention away from the appointed course of rectitude. We gotta learn as a people, and those of us who are in our 30s and our 40s, 50s, who know better, you know, been in struggle for a while. We already know how to duck the enemy's bullets, man. But the youth that are out there really get caught up in these snowstorms that the devil creates, man. So we got to really educate and agitate and organize them. And this is one of the reasons that I sincerely believe And the minister, this particular anniversary, the minister is really dedicated to the youth. He's asking
You check this out, Brother Shah. If you see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is dedicating this to the youth. And where are we going for the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March, but to where? Tuskegee, Alabama. And in Alabama, if correct me if I'm wrong, in 1963, that was the state in which the four young sisters were bombed by the Ku Klux Klan in their church, the 16th Street Baptist Church in Alabama. And that was 50 years ago. And to think that during that time, with those four young sisters being bombed through a political terrorist organization and nothing being done about that, now we're coming full circle. So the Honorable Minister Farrakhan is going to Alabama and basically giving a cleansing. You know, we're being welcomed with open arms in Tuskegee, of course, the home of the Tuskegee Airmen, a historically black city, a historically black state that has always been on the cutting edge or the forefront of this battle, of this, you know, spiritual battle. And now, I mean, 50 years later, the Nation of Islam being welcomed into Alabama. So it's a very, very potent time. This time is pregnant with meaning. I'm just very thankful to Almighty God Allah that Brother AZ is bringing these jewels out. See, many times when brothers dig deep, and especially into the etymology or the origin of these words, because one of the things that we got to know is that words formulate ideas. Words are representation of ideas. And if a brother can bring us the words and how deep the words go, you understand that there's an idea present that brings those words into focus. So many times when we're being worked on psychologically, there are dates in history that often ring or they come around, and these dates often come around all of the time. There are words that are often come around over and over again. There are certain figures in history. They are called archetype figures that come around over and over and over again. And when these three things come and converge, you know that God is present because he's manipulating time, space, and energy through the thoughts of men and women. So I just wanted to put that out there. Continue on, my brothers.
Yes, sir. Well, brother, hey, I want you, you know, to continue on as this winds down, man. I want that people to get as much out of it because, you know, they don't hear from you as much as they should. I'm going to say this, brother. You deserve, brother, if anybody should have a TV show, it should be.
But hear me out. That's theirs. What we're doing now is ours, and this is more valuable than that, brother. This is priceless. This is priceless, you know. We don't want to get paid for this. This is free. But what's amazing is we've been brainwashed so much that we don't want to be free. We'd rather pay for some garbage.
Say that again, brother.
So that's correct. Now let's just go back to
basketball wives and all the junk.
No, that's foolishness. That's foolishness. You know, that's like, actually, it's just, come on. You already know. But at the end of the day, back
scandal.
To the word.
How many people, how many people are hooked on scandal, AZ?
All that stuff is foolishness. I can't even begin to tell you. But back into the bottom line. Now, for example, Bin Laden. Bin Laden was the number one person that the whole world was looking to bring his life to an end. This man did this to the World Trade Center, They killed him on another Pacific day, May 1st. This was the year that the Illuminati, the same day that the Illuminati was formed.
Right, they call it Mayday.
This was like Mayday, the Matrix. You
right, Mayday, and when a ship is in trouble, what's the first thing they say?
Mayday, right? Mayday.
That's correct.
But,
go ahead on, bro.
But now, Matrix. So they're sending the world, their world, it's like if you don't know what time it is, you're not down. So this is human sacrifices, man. And if you look at the word sacrifice, it's like satisfy the ice, man. But I'm telling you, man, that's all they want us to live in the flesh. If we was to lock in the spirit, brother, as one, brother, we are the givers. They are the taker. You understand? That's who we are. Yes. Naturally, that's who we are. That's all we are. That's all we ever going to be. We are love. We are. We are Abel. They are Cain. There's only one reason why they gave you a black president, bro. They knew their time was up, and they're stalling for time.
Hey,
so let's calm the crowd down by giving them Obama. But yet, knocking off great leaders in all the other countries, getting rid of all their headaches. So after they get rid of their headaches, they're going to come in here and get rid of their stomach aches. So this is why they're disarming you now with this gun control stuff, because they about to come up in these houses and let's take you straight up out of here and put you in these concentration camps, brother, because they fear the resurrection, man. They have to make bow down to the law of justice. Get back in that cave and shut up. If you look at hip-hop, bro, what they did to hip-hop, boom. We had rap. It was ours. It was us. It was created for us by us. We had it on Smash. Okay, boom. Kill Tupac, Biggie. Put it back in the cave. Rockefeller Records is under the rock now. Now you got the Kanye West, Frank Oceans, and all that other funny stuff going on in mainstream. But the real rap is in something that they call in the lion's dens now. It's a whole bunch of brothers just rapping, battling in each other's face, going hard, talking about each other, mothers, your girl, fuck you, I suck my... Just battling, man, for $10,000 and $20,000, man. But it's crowded, but that's where they know what you to go back to when you was... You feel me? It's how they maneuver the thought, and you can see it. You can see it. Huh? We was not getting nowhere near the money that these rappers, the Puffies, the Jay-Z's, and the ones that say that they're getting now, $40 million. We was not getting nowhere near that type of money when we was hustling. But
yes,
the money that we was getting, the hoods was lit up. Old ladies be paying their bills, everybody eating, the youngest kids, they got money in their pocket. Look at the streets today. If you from the streets and you say you from the streets and y'all make it, there's no way that we should be broke, brother.
That's correct.
So,
and not only that, there's no way that we would have been able to give up our neighborhoods, the neighborhoods that have been historically black, your Bed-Stuy's, your Harlem's, your Jamaica Queens, your South Jamaicans and Queens.
Yes,
those
sir.
Neighborhoods have been historically black and black control, black stores, black entertainers, black people of substance that were able to maneuver through their lifestyle with the game going on around them. People was known, yo, don't mess with them. They straight-laced. They don't have nothing to do. These are church people. These are mosque people. Just keep doing what you're
yes,
doing.
Sir.
These are good people.
Yes,
and
sir.
Everybody was able to play their position knowing that at the end of the day, these neighborhoods were still controlled by us. But in the midst of all of that, these same neighborhoods have been broken down. Of course, the banks had a lot to do with it, where they were redlining. They were also denying credit when credit was needed to continue the home, to improve the homes from the homeowners. They were being denied. They were given exorbitant rates in their returns. If they were able to get a loan, you could not get a business loan to save your life. Many of the people, as Brother Shahid has educated me to, many of the people that I have known in hip-hop would never, especially the creative brothers and sisters, would never have been able to get a start
in the game, be able to get up enough money to go and buy some studio time. They never be able to get up enough money to go ahead and get two or three outfits to put together to put on a good floor show. If it wasn't for the brother that we have on the radio with us tonight, Brother AZ, it was a different type of hood credit that was being given because you couldn't go to a bank. You had to go to a banker, to somebody that was holding bank, like Brother AZ, to ask him, listen, we got a business plan. We want to put this music out. And a brother had a sympathetic ear, and his pockets were deep enough where he was able to put on a lot of those household names that you know from old school hip-hop and old school rap, especially in the Harlem and the Queens area. Brother was able to put them on, and let's not forget the Westchester area. I don't need to name the names, but if you check the history, check the timeline, most of them had come through Brother's door at one time, and he was able to be gracious enough to put them on, to recognize their talent and let them do their thing. But if it wasn't for that synergy in our community during that time, many of the names of these artists that we have known and we love their music, they didn't have, as Brother said, they didn't have no connection to the game other than the fact that they went to the right banker.
Exactly, brother. Exactly, but they're taking the money off of the table so that that can never transpire again. You understand?
Yes.
And you can feel it. You can feel
yes,
it.
Sir.
Harlem is not Harlem no more, brother.
Yes,
I mean, that's I don't know what it is, but it's not Harlem, man. You know, I'm not against the change. You know, I don't want us to always be crackheads and crack dealers. Nah. But, brother, we created this so we don't have to do that. Now y'all going to take that from us too? You know, so you
yes,
basically
sir.
Telling us to just go and lay down in the cemetery and jump in one of them holes, man. That's what it seemed like.
Right. There's a scene in the movie Independence Day where the alien has his tentacle around the throat of a scientist, and he's working his throat and basically making him speak for him. And he got him pressed up against the glass, if you're with me, and he's talking to the president character, and he says, well, what is it that you want for us to do? And he's working his throat, and he just says, die, die.
Wow. Wow.
That's basically what they have going on in our community. They're leaving no way for us to go. And you have to ask yourself the question when you look at America, if it's based on the way that you're asking us to be, what is it that you want for us to do? What neighborhood are we supposed to go to? What community are we supposed to turn to? What jobs or what businesses are we supposed to have? And you're just working the next man's throat and telling us, die, die. Die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
when
see, we have the ability, see, and this is the power that we have, Brother AZ, Brother Jason. We have the power to reverse that polarity and send them to the depths just by mere thought alone. Thought in the right direction. If
yep.
we remove their influence from our minds, because that's the only power that they have.
That's correct.
It's the power to manipulate our minds. Once we shut that down, they wither away. They
exactly.
wither because they don't have any real power.
That's
their
correct,
money
bro.
Is
that's,
not
that's,
backed by, like you were saying, Brother AZ, about the gold. Their money is fiat money. It's not backed by any gold. This is why there's a bubble. This is why you got a big air bubble, you know, in the economy, because the economy is fake. You understand
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? They are people of no substance. And so once we remove the crutches, which are us, because they're constantly leaning on us, once we remove ourselves or get out of their way, we just let them run their course right into the abyss.
Well, one of the things that I always say, Brother Shahid, is that we have the ability to build a superstructure around America. We have the ability as a people that if you notice when buildings are old and dilapidated and they need rehabilitation or reconstruction, they normally build a superstructure around, a scaffolding around the outside of the building. And we as a community have the ability to build this scaffolding around America that consists of us, black and brown. We have the ability. It doesn't look as beautiful as the building itself, but it is outside of the building, and it holds the building up while the building is being remanufactured or remade in a way that it can hold itself up. So we have to connect those bars and those pieces of wood. It may not be pretty, but it will hold up, and the superstructure, the outside structure, will remain if the building collapses.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
Yes, sir. But looking at what they're doing, we can learn exactly from what they're doing and do it better. For example, they shut down the government. Boom. Right? That means, you know, this is how we move and this is what it is. But right after they shut down the government, look what they did to show you, you know, this is real and we're not playing. You come up in there, the problem, they shot a woman in a car right in front of the White House with a child in it, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right after. So that's basically telling you this is what it is. Now, to me, the world is heading into a digital world. Money really is becoming energy, currency. And money is becoming energy. This is the reason why they're using these social websites now to harness the energy through Facebook, through Twitter, you know, all these little social websites. We're on these websites for free on our phones, and we're on it all day, so we're giving it energy, but we're not making no money off of it. We have to be wise enough to recognize that, okay, the world is right at the touch of our hands with this technology. But if we don't use it for us, it's against us. So we have to be wise enough to come together and say, you know what, we have to get our own social network. And we don't need a lot of money. All we need is unity, like-minded people, together as one, recognizing where we're going. For example, there's something right now on the Internet called Bitcoin. I don't know if people know what that is. If you look into Bitcoin, that's a digital money that they're using where you can buy anything you want with it through the Internet. So they're secretly doing it right before your eyes, but if you ain't recognizing it, Grotty, where they're going to the world, you're going to be left out because that's where they're going. They'll tell us about it later on, but they'll be so far gone with it that you still be at the tail end of it. But if we could do this and understand, as simple as someone putting up a buck and telling everybody to put up a dollar, a million people do this, we got $1 million, then we could get the website, and we're not broke, we are shattered, and once we become one in a million, we can build skyscraper buildings by just everybody saying, okay, you want to open up, want to buy a project, how much it's going to cost? It's going to cost us $1 million to buy this one project. Okay, cool. Everybody put up a dollar. Boom, we got the project. We.
Yes, sir.
We equals Jesus. That is the resurrection. We have to come together as one and recognize all that's against us. All that's against us. There are 5 pennies to make a nickel. Huh?
That's correct.
So we put all the pennies together. You understand, which is the energy, because that's the only reason why they keep the penny in circulation, because it represents us within the energy. Come on, brother, it's so right in our face, and it's right there ready for us to do this. But we have to have the correct lawyer on our team to make sure the paperwork is right. So, you know, we could do this. Your brother, it's right there, man. I can't
cooperative economics, cooperative economics, man. And see, this is what we're talking about. When we come together, we shut down all the noise, man.
I heard Brother Nori do a sermon on YouTube. I was listening to it called Unity.
Yes, sir.
And when he dropped, he said, the problem to all pollution, man, that black man has, is unity, man. And that's true.
That is correct.
The
divine unity is who we are. That's who we
that
are.
That is correct. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, brother, that we must do business with one another. That is it.
Yes.
And again, brother, you are an example of that, brother AZ. You know, we spoke about this last time when we had you on Unlawful Captives, and we talked about how many of the people whom you gave an economic start to, you breathed the breath of economics into their lungs and got them up and running. They coughed up, you know, water, coughed up blood. They were underwater, and now they are viable and breathing. And when you begin to need, they're not there. And it's the unity of the economics that would save us. If we, as brothers and sisters of one another, learn to, as you say, share our coins, share our resources, we all can eat. And that's already been proven. It's proven and it's as sure as you're sitting here, because I do believe that that's why Almighty God, Allah, spared your life, is so you would be a living example of this. Because there's certain people in this industry, in the rap industry, in the hip hop industry, that I do believe at this time they cannot even look you in your eye, bro.
Oh, definitely, man. It's a scary situation because you know that you can expose them. So, damn, what they thought would be kill him. You understand? Because
yes.
You know, I know these things to the point of wow, man. This is scary, but through the grace of God, man, you know, I can't walk in fear. I have my fears, but my fears don't have me, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, sir. Because I already died, and I already understand where I'm going when I leave here, so that's why I'm not afraid to speak my mind, so that other people can reach this point and realize that home is not an apartment, a continent, or none of these things. I don't care who you are. You can work for them, pretend that you're with them, but deep down inside, you lost, brother, because home is the light state of mind. And when you come to that state of mind, you can go anywhere and make it your home, brother, because it is. It is I am, and I am is who we are. And until we become back to that oneness, we just running around here trying to satisfy something that can't be satisfied, and that's flesh, man. So we have to come back into spirit and recognize that we are spirit, and spirit can't lie.
Now you know why we call this experiment that you're on right now, brother, Black Hole Radio and Black Hole Entertainment. The exact explanation that you just gave. That's the reason why Brother Forrest and I, you know, Brother Forrest in his time, he went to the SS 9 times, brother. He made the transition 9 times, and Allah sought to bring him back each and every time. And in that, he brought something back with him, and that is the gift of this vision that we're in right now, this Black Hole Entertainment, Black Hole Radio, and the desire to have a porthole for our people, black and brown, to come through, to come to the edge of this portion of the universe and be able to say that we are going to combine our spirits and we're going to make something of economic and physical greatness, because it only starts in the spirit, and it jumps into the physical world in a blink or in the twinkling of an eye, as it says in the scriptures, that these ideas that we have of unity among ourselves, doing business with one another, they can't only remain in the abstract. It's got to be somebody at some time that says, damn it, we're going to try this, and we're going to give it our life blood and our life energy to bring something of this magnitude into existence. And that's why you're on Black Hole Radio tonight. That's why Brother Shahid is working on a project of great magnitude that is going to bring our people back to greatness. And they are going to be able to read in the name of their Lord who creates. Am I lying?
No, sir. Right on it.
It's right on it. And this is the time.
This is perfect timing, man. This is perfect timing, because where else you going? There ain't nowhere else to go back but to who you are. You know what I mean? These people have turned. They don't even have nowhere to go. In other words, they just put the Barclays Center over there.
Yes, and
right?
Now, yes. Now, as above is below. I was just watching one day on television The Law of the Universe. They had it on the History Channel. And my mind automatically goes into, now I can see what they're doing. The Barclays Center represents the black hole. The black hole in space is right behind the Milky Way. In other words, if I go hang out with the rich white folks and all that, blah, 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 and I start hanging with them and I start acting like them, I lose my soul. So the black hole hides behind the Milky Way. So long as I stay in the Milky Way, I'll get my soul sucked in by the black hole. So what they did with Jay-Z, they used him to send all the thoughts into the black hole, which is the Barclays Center. You understand?
I see what you're saying. They're killing.
Now, after they had us, the Madison Square Garden for years. Madison Square Garden. You know, you understand?
Right.
The Big Apple.
In Manhattan.
The Garden, Manhattan, Satan, the Big Apple. Now, if you look at Madison, it's like the Mad Sun Garden. The Mad Sun is the devil. Now they're taking you to the black hole because the universe, the sun is pulling the earth up into that next round, so they're trying to kill us off from making that cosmic connection, man.
Well, let me say this. There's something coming, Brother AZ, that is going to balance that off. And if you recognize the bank, the name Barclay, that's a British bank. And they named it after the British bank to, again, bear witness to what I said about the connection between the United States and England, that the UK, whatever name that they want to call it today, that connection has never been broken. But God has a serious way of bringing things into balance. So that won't be the essence of the black hole. You're listening to the essence of the black hole. No matter how much they would like Brooklyn to be the center, we're going to make something happen that's going to allow us to be in control of the black hole at the center of the universe. And as you know, it's an irresistible force. You can't deny it. And it will pull the light in.
I'm listening to this. Now, remember, let's talk about the original black hole. In the book of Genesis, it talks about how the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters when the earth was without form, and how, you know, because Genesis deals with the beginning. But in the word Genesis, we see the word gene. And in the word gene, we know is the DNA and the genetics and the code. And within the blackness is carbon, the key element in all life. And so within the womb of the black woman, the black hole, which the devil has tried to pervert, you know, he took hip-hop and turned it into strip-hop and dressed this, got the sisters with no clothes on, shaking and jiggling all over the place. But when hip-hop was, we weren't pimping our sisters like that, and we weren't promoting the perversion of her black hole. We were talking about the life coming out of her black hole and saving the baby, right?
Yes, sir.
And so that black hole, that triple state of darkness from which the light of the sun, AZ, we're trying to push the light out. We're not trying to cover the light, because the devil is trying, he's trying to cover the light. And so his black hole is different from our black hole concept, because black hole radio, the hole in black hole radio, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Jason, is spelled W-H-O-L, because we put our black woman spelled with a W, right?
Yes, sir.
We put that next to the H, which stands for he, right? So we put the black man and the black woman back together.
That's correct, brother.
Our black hole, that's our black family. We didn't put the two H's. now. Like, they trying to do with this whole feminization of hip-hop and all this craziness, because we know, you know, Harry and Tom don't make a child, right? Two women don't make. That's the type of whole, the wholeness, the holistic aspect of science and medicine and astronomy. That's what we're talking about. Devil is definitely trying to take us into the abyss. He's trying to take us into H-O-L-E, but we taking our people up into wholeness, into wellness.
That's
the difference.
Yeah, we're the givers, and they're the takers, and they're trying to turn us into takers, and that's the reason, that's another reason why I think they're promoting this homo agenda to try to stop, you know, the population from growing, because, you know, I can't bring forth life, you know, when two same-sex sleep with each other. And if man was born with the giver and women have the receiver, you know, why would you bend over to receive? That's definitely going against the laws of nature, God, because that don't produce life. And if your father didn't do it to you, why are you doing it to the child? You understand what I'm saying? Because how did
right,
you get there at the end of the day? So you know it ain't right. So
let's bear witness, brother, that there is something that they're not saying about this whole homosexual agenda, is that there's a ritualistic aspect to it. There's something that is, people would think that they're just playing games. They got they have black entertainers dressing up in feminine styles, and they've been doing that since the days of, you know, even our comedians. Even Flip Wilson used to come out with a wig and a lipstick on his face and have the character Geraldine. And what did he used to say when he was dressed like that? The devil made me do it.
Yes. You're right about that. And for some reason, along with that, they're promoting this vampire life. I believe that gay people are vampires. You understand? Because you like a demon, man. You're living in the flesh. You want to suck on things. You're into meat. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be funny,
it's
man.
It's scary, man.
It's scary. They can like to hang out at night and shit. It's just bugged out, man. Halloween, you know, that they run the village on those holidays, man. It's crazy. It's like it's happening right before our eyes, man. It's happening, and we can see it as clear as day now. And,
right. Because think about it, brother. There's the whole zombie agenda that goes along with that. That there's the undead, and all of that is, again, is made through ritual. And there's a sense in some of these places where people go and the things that they do. It's a sense, an unnatural sense of belonging. They want to feel accepted. Say, well, listen, brother, why you put that tattoo on that specific spot in your body, and what is the symbolism behind that tat that you got? Well, I don't know, man. I seen my man got it. It's something in Chinese, man. But what does it mean? Well, I really don't know, man, but it looked cool. And you don't know, but you just marked yourself in a ritualistic way that it may be a porthole to sap your energy. It may be, as they say, one of your chakras is now being covered up in a specific way that you have no idea what it means. You had no idea to research it. You just did it to follow the crowd without understanding that now you have to dig. Your chakra has to go past some ink in order to be accepted by the sun again. That you've now blotted out one of your energy receptacles, or you made it easier for somebody to drain energy from you in a specific way. And and these things, again, you can go into them. I'm not going to spread it here because it's just my words to you, but I'm asking those who are listening to Black Hole Radio tonight to do some research on your own. Don't let it come from my mouth. Just understand the ideas that we're putting forth tonight are designed for you to study these things for yourself. There's books out there. There's information out there. The things that are coming out of our mouths are not just conjecture. I mean, some of these things, this is the first time I know many of you are hearing these things, but this is a part of a long-standing oral tradition that our people have maintained from day one. We're talking it out. We're building as black men, and that's what we do here on Black Hole Radio. We build.
Yes, indeed. It's a it's a link on YouTube called Industry Exposed Part 59. If you, I'm gonna say it again, Industry Exposed Part 59. If you YouTube that, brother, and listen to it, you can see exactly what they're doing, because there's a guy on there explaining to you what that they're doing to you through music, through the movie, through, you know, sound. They're trying to bring forth this demonic agenda, man. And you'll
yes,
see it for yourself without a doubt. You'd be like, okay, some people don't like to hear it from us. They like to hear it from them. So, okay, hear them saying it to you. And maybe
right,
you'll take it then. Maybe
right,
you'll take
this
it
is
then.
The same, this is the same cat that's on there. You see him, you'll see him as a white fella, and he has a book out, and he'll have a clip from, let's say, a rapper. And he'll be talking about a specific organization. Then he'll break in and he'll question that interview. And then he'll bring it down. He'll slow up the clip. He'll show you some people's faces around them and continue on to press the actual facts of what you just heard.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make sure we were studying the same material. But those of
yes,
you who are interested, you have to do the research yourself. It's good enough to hear us building about it, but it's another thing altogether. I'm going to tell you the reason why. If you're the type of person that when you pick up a book of knowledge, something that you normally don't read, it's not a novel where it has a story or a plot line that goes on, but if you're picking up a book of what you call nonfiction, and as soon as you turn the pages, you immediately begin to get sleepy or tired, I'm talking to you. We are
yes,
dealing with an oral tradition that mainly, if the stories are told correctly and it's said in a manner that is kind of entertaining, you could kind of follow the story. But I'm telling you, there's a reason why when you open up books of knowledge that you immediately go or get sleepy. You have already been mainly indoctrinated on a long form or a long term act. You have to break yourself of that cycle. And I'm telling you, study these things for yourself, because I can't help you break that cycle. There's a time in which you're going to be told to go to sleep physically, and you will be asleep. If you're the type that opens up a book of knowledge and gets sleepy immediately, you can't get through one or two paragraphs, let alone a full chapter. You need to check that.
Yes.
And this is how you do it. You start to expose yourself. Get some lectures by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because inside of the frequency of his voice, the way that he speaks, how he speaks, and even the frequencies of his vocal connection to your ear allows you to get rid of what's putting you to sleep. Take it or let it alone.
It's a fact. All the facts right there, man. It's obvious, you know, that certain sounds bring forth certain moods. And, you know, I learned that just by editing film. When you want a person to get serious, you put in the strings. If you want
yes,
a party, you know, it definitely works that way. And
yes,
but and knowing this, you know, it's some good links on YouTube. A lot of that stuff is some bullshit. But if you're looking for truth, truth going to lead you to the next truth, because the truth,
yes,
you know, you know, it's seeking your find. But I found this piece on YouTube, too, that blew my mind. It's a piece called, what's it called? Supernatural Deceptions 9/11. It's a very good piece to watch, dealing with this topic about mind control, because on that piece, they show you George Bush in the school the day that the planes hit, but they show you the teacher and what she was teaching the children in that very moment. She had put certain names on the blackboard. She said, okay, repeat after me, class. She put the name plane on the blackboard. The children said plane. The children said plane. Then she put the word must, hit, plane, must hit, repeat after. Yo, come on. In that very moment, they use the children to manifest that they're happening.
How about that?
That was a big sacrifice, brother. There's a book out there.
Watch
the other
that
one. 9/11 was nothing but a big human sacrifice.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
Of course, throw the whole world under the law of justice, man. Get down or lay down. This is the way we're going, man. Forget the law of the jungle. This is what George Bush said. Forget the law of the jungle. We have here a moment to bring forth a new world order. What is the law of the jungle? The law of the jungle, the law of the garden, the law of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There are certain things that cannot happen through the spiritual world without sacrifice. And, you know, they make fun of us. They degrade us when we talk about, you know, when they talk about certain African religions where sacrifices are involved, of sacrifice of animals, sacrifice of humans. In the Catholic Church, they invoke certain things and they have certain sacrificial ceremonies. But most of these things that are happening, most of the things that we see, even to the point of this mind control that we're talking about, these things could not happen unless there were sacrifices made on one side or another. And
whenever they get ready to make a major move, they have human sacrifices, right? Now, they established the country on a gigantic human sacrifice with 100 million of us dying in the bypassage and then commencing slavery in America. You know that was a huge human sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
But of recent, turn the clock back 3 or 4 weeks, in a Navy yard.
Yes, sir.
13 people are sacrificed, right? Now, we don't really know what happened. We just really don't know. But what we do know is that that was the kickoff, like the kickoff of a football game, because 2 weeks after that, amidst the government shutdown, which kicked in on October 1, a sister is gunned down in front of her baby.
Come on.
In the Capitol, in the same 69 square miles of the District of Columbia, right? And
yes,
then the day after that is a human sacrifice on the National Mall right in front of everybody. And it was videotaped.
Yes, sir.
A black man allegedly pours gasoline on himself, burns, they airlift him to a hospital, and he dies.
Yes, sir.
Then, 2 days after that, there's an explosion in a Red Line subway tunnel headed towards Union Station. One brother dies and two people were sent to the hospital. And because of the government shutdown, the NTSB says, "Nah, we ain't investigating that." Well, you're not investigating it because you really don't want people to know what really happened.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes.
So they now have people's minds locked into this violent mode again, the fear tactics. You know,
yes,
when
sir.
You're dealing with mind control, you got to be able to subdue the people with fear.
That's the first part of it. That's the opening salvo. That is correct. But Shaheed, we got 2 minutes left, and I want to give our brother AZ his proper due. Please, again, we're going to be back again. Brothers, you know, this is, an ongoing topic here on Unlawful Captives. And I just want to, if there's any last words you have, we got another minute, each of you, and then we're going to close this down. Brothers, go ahead.
I'm going to yield my minute to AZ, man. You shut it down,
yes,
AZ.
Yo, the bottom line to it all, man, we are the people of the sun. We are the people of the day, the people of the light. You understand? The people of God. And we must come to understand that, to have well understood, and don't bow down to nothing less. Above all. And when you come up, we all have a wonderful time, but they try to keep us under a law where we should be one with the law of God, and the whole system is to move us against that. But we know, you know, once you come to this understanding of I am, we are, that we believe in God. God, the system, the divine laws, the cosmic laws of God. They do not believe in God. So on money, it says in God we trust. That's a lie, but it's the truth at the same time, because to me that represents in gold, oil, and diamonds they trust, in which they took from us, which is the divine materials that come from the motherland. Until that's put back to where it belongs and let the real distributors distribute it to the world for free, we're going to always be in hell, brother.
Thank you so much, Brother AZ, Brother Shahid Amallah. Once again, on behalf of Brother Forrest, Brother Henry, and the whole Black Hole Radio family, we thank you much. We love you, and we're sending positive energy to you and your families. May Allah bless you. And for all of those who have been listening to Unlawful Captives again here on Black Hole Radio, we thank you for your time. We love you as well. May God bless you. Thank you for listening as I greet you in peace and paradise.
Like.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks, Islam.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Nah, boss. Nah, boss.